This is IGN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is IGN.
It's got that Jurassic spark. This is your IGN review of Exo Primal by Mitchell Saltzman. For a game with dino forecasts that warn the populace of thousands of dinosaurs about to rain out of portals in the sky, what's surprising about Exo Primal is that it's somehow even stranger than that premise would suggest. It's a hero shooter that pits two teams of five against each other in dino hunting war games, where they compete indirectly, but also occasionally directly, in separate parallel universes to see who can complete a grab bag of objectives faster. And sometimes they cooperate. It takes a lot of familiar elements from team-based multiplayer games like Overwatch and Team Fortress 2 and combines them with wave-based survival to create an experience that feels like its own thing and a lot of fun if you're able to find a well-balanced squad. If it wasn't already abundantly clear, Exo Primal is multiplayer only, but boldly, it's a multiplayer only game with the story and progression of a single-player game. The general setup of it all is the exact kind of silly sci-fi you'd expect. You and your squad mates are all trapped on a mysterious island where a catastrophe leaked dinosaurs into a near-future world. While your three squad mates collect data and try to figure out what the heck happened, you are whisked away by a malevolent AI called Leviathan to endlessly compete in a dinosaur versus exosuit-themed war game, all for the sake of gathering combat data. It's pretty clear this is where ChatGPT is headed, folks. And it's these war games that make up Exo Primal's PvEvP, player versus environment versus player multiplayer gameplay. You and another team rush to complete a series of fun but initially limited objectives that range from simply killing X number of dinos to capturing control points to defeating an extra beefy dino that tries to run away from you, forcing you to carve a way through hordes of velociraptors as you try to hunt it down. Much like in Capcom's own Dead Rising, there's a certain unique charm when it comes to decimating literally hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dinos in just one objective. The team that gets through their objectives the fastest gets a head start in the final round, which will either just be more PvE-style objectives or will converge the two universes into one and have the teams directly competing to push their payload to the goal in a mode straight out of Overwatch. I really like this twist where the majority of each match of Exo Primal is an indirect race against the other team, rather than slugging it out the whole time. Instead of focusing on hyper-precise accuracy, twitch reflexes, and map knowledge, you get to kick back and concentrate on efficiency for a bit. Things like making sure you're staying on top of your cooldowns, using your special techniques so that they deal the most damage to the biggest number of enemies, and supporting your teammates so that they're able to do their jobs, as well as scratch a uniquely satisfying itch in the usually directly confrontational space. It also makes the final round feel extra special, especially when it's a PvP match, where the final team is essentially like a final boss. Here you have a totally different set of considerations to balance, like whether to stick with your team to try and push the payload faster, or to break away and attempt to harass the other team to slow their progress down. At certain points throughout the match, Leviathan will also allocate a Dominator to one of the teams, giving one player the ability to transform into a giant Carnotaurus or Triceratops and wreak havoc on the opposing team for a limited period of time. Does that make any sense? No, not really. Does it add even more layers of strategy to the match? You bet it does. Does your team use the Dominator immediately and try to build a lead or make up ground? Or do you risk saving it for when you're closer to the end and your opponent's ultimate abilities are more likely to be on cooldown, letting you run amok? Who on your team should be the one taking the Dominator in the first place? Can your team make do without you while you're harassing the other team as a dinosaur? All of these are the kinds of quick on-the-fly decisions that make Exoprimal's multiplayer battles quickly expand to feel much deeper than they might seem after the first round or two. If this was all Exoprimal was, it would be a little more than a fun but ultimately forgettable twist on the hero shooter genre that's worth a weekend of play, but not much more. But after playing a set number of matches, something interesting happens. The story that's been going on in the background suddenly takes the wheel and introduces new elements that reflect what's happening in the world outside the war games, and those become permanent fixtures in every future match you play. As a result, Hour 10 of Exoprimal is dramatically different than Hours 1 through 5, and Hour 20 is dramatically different than Hour 10. It's full of surprises. Those curveballs range from new, more dangerous dinosaurs to fight, new objectives, new final rounds, and, in the best moments, Leviathan will even straight up cancel the standard 5v5 war game and put both teams together to fight cooperatively in a 10-person boss fight or raid-like challenge with limited respawns. I don't want to spoil their specifics, but these sequences are incredible surprises and are absolutely worth pushing through the repetitive early hours of fighting, through the same handful of dinosaur types, objectives, and maps to get to them. The only negative thing I can say about them is that there's no way to queue into the exact kind of match you want to play specifically. You just have to keep on grinding through matchmaking until Leviathan decides it's time for another 10-person raid event, though in a way that makes it more special when you get to play one. As a familiar-looking hero shooter with dinosaurs added in, Exoprimal is much bolder than it may initially seem. This is a game that I envision many people will play and enjoy for a few hours, feel like they've gotten their fill of it, and then move on to something else. But that will be an incredible shame, because they'll never experience Exoprimal's best content, which is hidden in the back half of its bonkers sci-fi story, and features some of the most surprising and innovative gameplay moments I've experienced in a team-based multiplayer game in a long time. I wish it took a little less time to get to those moments, as repetition starts to creep in before they hit, but Exoprimal's unique PvPvE formula is impeccably designed, features fun and distinct exosuits regardless of what role you play, and is a breath of fresh air in the multiplayer hero shooter genre. Exoprimal's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Exoprimal, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.